Craig Button from TSN, former GM and scout in the National Hockey League, now scout and ace analyst for TSN. And Butts, we're finally here. It's the eve of the playoffs. It feels like Christmas. Every hockey fan is super excited. You know, there are lots of unknowns from just what the broadcasts are going to look like, but more so, you know, which teams are going to show up. It's been 5 months since they played, almost. So, you know, there are some I guess, a little bit of uncertainty. But for me, like, I look at a team like Edmonton. Edmonton was playing incredibly well leading into that. They're a top five team in the NHL in a lot of categories, points, wins, power play, goals for, you know, 10th in goals against. And their lineups are the exact same. It's not like an offseason where teams are getting new players and maybe a new system. Like, it's kind of the same. So I look at a team like Edmonton. I have them as a big favorite over Chicago. Where do you come up?
Yeah. Okay, so I will see your big and raise you to huge favorite.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I'm not trying to up you, Jason. I mean, like, I keep reading and hearing about, oh, the Chicago Blackhawks, oh, the Chicago Blackhawks, all those Stanley Cups. Their last Stanley Cup was 5 years ago. Like, give me a break. Like, you know what? The playoffs aren't about nostalgia. You know what? The Blackhawks haven't been in the playoffs for a number of years. They traded off. The general manager said, we're not good enough to make the playoffs. We're going to trade players at the deadline. Okay? And, like, the best two players in the league, Connor McDavid's the best player on the planet, period. And Draisaitl's been the best player this year. So, okay, great. You have Kane. He's really a good player. He's not as good as those two guys. And Taves isn't anywhere near those guys anymore. So, like, you know, the goaltending, they give up more quality chances than anybody in the league. And, you know, that's not going to change. They're not very good, the Chicago Blackhawks. They simply aren't.
Yeah.
I'm not buying anything from them.
No, I'm totally with you. Like, I can't believe how many people are picking the Blackhawks in this series. Like, I don't really understand it at all. It's kind of like Montreal. Everyone's like, oh, Carey Price. I'm like, well, I went back to 2017 when they lost in the first round of the Rangers. And in the four losses, Carey Price had a .933 save percentage, and they still lost all four games. So, you know, like, unless Carey Price is suddenly going to score some goals, I don't see how Montreal is winning either.
Well, that's exactly it. And what, the Chicago Blackhawks now are going to all of a sudden change the way they play? Like, I'll tell you what. You know what they are? I'll tell you defensively. They're a collapsed roof in a thunderstorm, and the water's leaking in everywhere, and it's flooding your house. And you know what? You put down tarp in one area to protect that, well, guess what? The other area is getting more so. They got and they're going to change that in one exhibition game? They are what they are. And I'm not buying one bit of any of this favoritism or, oh, my God, the upset special. They only got in the playoffs because they allowed 24 teams in.
Yeah, I'm totally with you, Craig. Now, what series are you, like, you know, Toronto and Columbus, two very different teams. Toronto's high-octane offense. Columbus forechecks like demons, and, you know, they try to wear you down. Then you got Carolina without two of their top three defensemen against a Ranger team that's, you know, got some high-potent offensive guys in Zibanejad and Panarin. What do you make of those two series specifically?
Okay, so let me start. I love the Rangers. I love what they've done. They had a very difficult decision to make over the course of the season, and that was, you know, moving to a goaltender not named Henrik Lundqvist. They did that. Those are never easy things to do, because Henrik Lundqvist is a Hall of Famer, but Shesterkin's a guy. And Panarin was great. You talk about a free agent signing. Zibanejad had a great year. Adam Fox is a rookie. D'Angelo steps up as a number one. Jacob Trouba is their third pair right shot defenseman. I mean, that's a pretty deep team. And, you know, Kreider's healthy. They got a – I love them. I really like their team. I like what David Quinn has done there. So, I don't think the Carolina Hurricanes have the goaltending to give them a chance. And, again, they play well. They play hard. And they try to play more in the offensive zone. But their goaltending, even if the goaltending just plays to the level that it's capable of, which is average, I don't see them beating the Rangers. Now, let's go to Toronto and Columbus. So, you know – Columbus last year played a much more potent offense, played a much better team, and a much more complete team in the Tampa Bay Lightning and vanquished them in four games. And they summarily dismissed them. So, yeah, okay, great. So the Columbus Blue Jackets are facing a talented team, not more talented than the Tampa Bay Lightning. And, you know, a very, very poor defensive team. Here's the thing that concerns me about the Toronto Maple Leafs. They can't seem to find a level of consistency in their detail work. Okay, what are you going to do? Like, if you can score seven goals every game, great. You don't worry about giving up four. But they give up so many chances. They create their own vulnerabilities. And when they show they can do it once, they never come back and show they can do it like in sequence. And they run into problems at different points in the game. Columbus does three things that I think pose huge problems for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Number one, they don't beat themselves. And by that is they don't take needless penalties. They don't get in the wrong positions on the ice. Number two, they contest every square inch of ice. They get in your face. They push you hard. And they really make it difficult for you to get moving and get comfortable playing the game to your strengths. Number three, that, you know, with the experience that they had last year with the Tampa Bay Lightning and their coach, who to me did exactly what I'd be doing, relentless emphasis on the details of the game. And to me, that's what you need. Like, you know what? Everybody thought, oh, we got to play to our identity. Yeah, okay, play your identity. You are what you are. But I don't care who you are. If you don't have the details in place, Tampa Bay tried to play to their – they didn't have the details in place. That's what hurt them last year. That's why they got knocked out. St. Louis won the cup because they played to their identity. Great. Their details were in place. Playoff hockey and ultimately success in the playoffs is about details. I remember talking to Glenn Sather years ago, and he said they won in 84 and 85. You know, they learned from 83, win in 84 and 85. And then he said, you know, he's trying to impress upon his players. You know what? Teams are going to play us a little bit differently. We're not going to be able to carry the puck. We're going to have to be smarter with it at the blue line. We're going to have to play a little bit more of a dump game because they're going to take away our rush. He said, well, they never wanted to learn. And he goes, that's why we lost in 86. What did they do? They came back in 87 and 88. Those details were right in place. So you can have all the talent in the world. If you don't pay attention to the details, you're not going to win. And I don't think the Toronto Maple Leafs pay attention to details.
Craig Button from TSN joins us. Craig, in the West, two series that are in, like, Calgary, Winnipeg's fascinating to me. I think the Flames are going to have some struggles with the Jets' forecheck. And then Vancouver, Minnesota, I don't really have a feel of that one. What do you make of that series?
Let's start with Vancouver. Who has the best goalie?
Markstrom. I would say Vancouver.
Yeah, okay. Who has the best six forwards, the best two lines? I mean, Patterson, Besser, Horvat, JT Miller, Toffoli, and Tanner Pearson. I mean, Minnesota doesn't even come close. Now Spurgeon and Suter and Jonas Brodin and Matty Dumba. You know, that's a really good four. So you give the edge to the Minnesota Wild. And they play hard and they play good. But I like the essential elements of Vancouver's team. You know, they got a number one defenseman in Quinn Hughes. You know, 4.5 months off. That really helps, in my view, Alexander Edler, Tanev get healthy. You know, Tyler Myers, Adam Gaudette's a really good third-line player. So I think they got a little bit more depth in their group, and I think that they're a team that I think if they get moving and they get rolling, that they could pose some challenges for teams down the line, not just for the Minnesota Wild. But I see them as a clear favorite. For the Calgary Flames, Jason, I think they're facing pretty much a very similar team that they faced last year in Colorado. Excellent forwards that attack, that are great in transition, that force turnovers. They have speed throughout their forward group. They can push you around. They can play big and strong in the offensive zone and keep you at bay. And they have a terrific goaltender in Winnipeg. I just think that Calgary's up against it, against the Winnipeg Jets. I think it's like deja vu all over again, playing the Winnipeg Jets from last year, playing the Colorado Avalanche.
Is there a team that you feel is like, now I guess the Rangers, obviously, because you said Carolina, you don't like their goaltender. Yeah. So the Rangers, that would be considered an upset. Does Arizona have a chance against the Preds?
I don't think so. I really don't. Their leading score, what did he have, 45 points? They don't score. You know what? Their goaltending's really good. And I know that Nashville is going to need some scoring out of Duchesne and Johansson. Arvidsson scores a couple in the exhibition game. So they're going to have to find a way to get production from there. But I just think that, you know, Nashville, the way they play, and I think that they can find that scoring. And I just don't think that Arizona is a slower team. I think that when they get pushed up against it and they're really challenged, and that's what Nashville will do to them.
I think they fall short, and I just don't believe in where Arizona's at. I mean, we looked at what they did in December, and I totally get what John Schaefer was trying to do in acquiring Phil Kessel and then getting Taylor Hall, trying to add more offense to that group. But that team, you know, what looked like they were going to make a push up in the West and try to challenge teams that were a little bit better, they fell right off. They're a team that really fell off.
Craig Button from TSN joins us. Craig, you know, you look at the NHL and the NBA bubbles, and they're clearly working. Major League Baseball having all sorts of trouble, which probably shouldn't be a major surprise just because of how it's set up. I think we have to applaud the NHL. Everything they did seems to be working. You know, there's been no positive tests now in Phase 4, and it would seem unlikely now, you know, unless some player go rogue or something, that if they stay in the bubble, it's pretty hard to get the virus in if no one's going out to get it.
No, this is true. I mean, this is very true. The fact that they're testing every day and they haven't had any positive tests, I mean that is really great news. But this virus has a mind of its own too, Jason. We know that there's really certain practices that can, you know, keep it out and minimize it, right? But, you know, I think the respect that the health experts and the doctors, the epidemiologists and virologists have for the virus and understanding it has really led to this, what I feel is a terrific plan by the NHL. But I also know they're not going to get overconfident with it. They're going to be vigilant. And let's go back to last Friday when Gary Bettman had his press conference. One of the things that he said, he goes, for the first 5 days in the bubble, there's not going to be any excursions. So keep in mind that if players do want to start going out and there's excursions or whatnot, right? I mean, that opens up your risk. And so again, like, where are you going? Who are you being with? What, you know, you use the word rogue. Sometimes it can be innocent. And so yep. I think that understanding that this virus can get you real quickly and then spread, I mean, that's where the vigilance in terms of your, and what I believe, the practices. Like, when I say the practices, what you're doing, where, if you are going to a golf course, okay, who's going? Where are you going to be? Who are you going to interact with that maybe not part of the testing protocol? So you got to have all those things in order. And I know that the NHL has thought about all those things. And, you know, you have to respect the virus and at the same time, you know, really, really be thorough in how you act and how you carry forth.
And Craig, for fun of the seeding teams, like, what do you make from those games? Like, you know, St. Louis kind of went through the motions in their game, and, you know, Dallas against now, well, Dallas didn't score, shockingly, because they didn't score all season long. But, like, I see Dallas as clearly the fourth team in the West, and so if Edmonton wins, that's who they're going to play. But the East is, you got Boston and Tampa and Philly and Washington, like four really good teams, and Philly and Tampa were just on fire. Who do you like to get the number one seeds down to four for fun in the East?
In the West, I like Colorado. I like Colorado getting the first seed. That's what I like. I really like their team. I think that they're really good. I think their blue line's good. Their forwards are good. And, they're healthy. And I think that that's going to really help that group. So, you know, I'm with you. I'm not so sure about Dallas. I think Dallas could be, you know, one of those teams that's a victim in the round of 16. In the West, in the East, I clearly see Pittsburgh as a team that's going to advance past Montreal and going to advance into the round of 8, the one of the last four teams standing. So now that leaves you with, okay, that leaves you with Philadelphia, that leaves you with Tampa Bay, that leaves you with the Boston Bruins and the Washington Capitals. It's fascinating because I think Washington's built well. I think Philly's built well. I think Boston's built well. You know, Hedman hasn't moved his way up to Toronto yet. He doesn't have to. If there was one team that I would be a little bit concerned about out of that four, it would be the Boston Bruins. They only have so much scoring from their forward group.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
I know that line is really good and everything, but, you know, Pasternak and Marchand, you know, really carry, you know, from an individual point of view of forwards, they carry a big lion's share of the scoring. And, you know, you shut those guys down and don't get scoring from behind them, you could run yourself short.
Craig, we will see you at the arena. Enjoy the weather. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Yeah, for sure.